Welcome to Albuquerque UFO UAP Explorations. Today, we are going to have a transformative journey through the unknown and the unexplored as we connect with Nancy Thames, a trailblazer in the field of alien disclosure. This promises to expand your consciousness and challenge your perceptions of reality. We're privileged to have Nancy share her incredible story, which began in the corridors of the Department of Defense and led her to profound encounters with interdimensional and extraterrestrial beings. These experiences not only changed her life, but also set her on a passionate quest for truth and openness in what she firmly believes is a pivotal time for disclosure. Nancy is more than a witness. She is a visionary and a voice for those who seek to understand the greater significance of extraterrestrial contact. Through her platform, timefordisclosure.com, she advocates for a shift in perspective from fear to enlightenment, encouraging a dialogue that views these encounters as peaceful, transformative interactions with beings who guide us toward a broader cosmic understanding. Nancy will delve into her personal encounters, share the profound insights she has gained, and discuss the impact of these experiences on our collective destiny. Prepare to be enthralled as we explore themes of unity, spiritual awakening, and our role within the vast galactic tapestry. Hey, Nancy, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I love the introduction. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Well, I honestly try to get everyone to, you know, to understand who our guests are. So it's important to set the stage and to tell the story of who we're speaking with. And you have an incredible, incredible backstory and an amazing, amazing sequence of experiences. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what happened? What's opened the door for you, Nancy?
Okay. Well, my name is Nancy Thames, and I am a lifelong contactee with interdimensional beings and positive extraterrestrials. And my first conscious memories go back as far as about 2 years old, between 2 and 3. And all throughout that time, it was very playful, fun, and I was not the least bit scared. I look forward to it. And when I would mention it to my mother and father, I would say that there's little beings were in my room, and they would say, "Oh, that's silly. You had a silly dream. Go back to bed. That's silly talk. Don't talk like that." So this went on until I got older. And when I started to get, say, elementary school aged, and throughout that time frame, then I would mention it more. And my mom and dad they didn't think it was fun and cute anymore. So they would tell me, "Do not talk about this." So, you know, because I was really big into Girl Scouts, really big, and we would go to church some, and we would be involved in different things. And at school, they would say, "You cannot talk about these type things. People have literally institutionalized family members," you know. So they just really discouraged me talking about it. And so, for lack of a better word, I just learned that it kept peace within the family, and that my own family really didn't like to hear about it. You know, a little bit of it was okay, but if I was on and on about it, they didn't want to hear it. So I learned to suppress it. And then as I got older, I started realizing that it wasn't just my family, but truly, you know, I saw things on television, would see books or things like that. And as I got to about junior high age, I realized that a lot of people's interpretation of extraterrestrials were scary, very scary. So, you know, I figured out, you know, that you just could not talk about these things. I grew up in Tennessee, in the South, with pretty much a Bible Belt, and this was just something that people in that in religious communities definitely did not want to talk about. So I just kept my mouth shut. So, you know, this continued on throughout my life. And so it wasn't until I got into my 20s, moved away from home, became a wife, and started continuing to have these experiences. But then at that point, then I started exploring, looking at bookstores, trying to do a little research. And that's, I quickly figured out that most people were embarrassed to even be caught in that part of a bookstore. You'd walk up on them and they'd make an excuse like, what am I doing here? I'm in the wrong place, you know? So I was like, wow, this is really crazy. But I did realize at that point that my experiences were very different than what a lot of people were experiencing. And that was very confusing for me. And so it made me very fearful for a pretty good while. And my experiences with the extraterrestrials, it took a change in the fact that I've always had the ability to sense that they were coming. I can feel a frequency change within me, and I know that I'm fixing to have an experience with them. And so because of that, I would keep my eyes closed, and I would really kind of dread it, and I would keep the covers up kind of like over me. And so I don't know if they were telling me telepathically or if I was just doing this on my own, but when they would come, I would always have three grays that would come, and I would feel their presence, and then I would feel the covers come off, and then I would feel they would hold a scanning device and take the scanning device and run from my head all the way down to my feet and my feet all the way up. And it did not touch my body, but I could feel it as it, you know, I could feel my body have a frequency, vibrational feeling as they were doing this. And then after a few times of that happening, then I would feel that my body would start to float up off the bed. And when this would happen, I would open my eyes and look down and see this was physically happening to me. This was not an out-of-body experience. It was not a dream. It was, my bed was empty, and I would look over and I would be holding the hand of what I now know was a female gray. And she has always been with me, I know now, since birth. But so she's accompanied always by two other grays, and I don't really interact with them. They're just with her. But the female, she would be holding my hand, and then we would proceed and go up through a door or a window or through the attic. And I can remember getting up through the attic and looking around and seeing insulation and seeing things that my family had in storage. And I was like, how in the world is this happening? This is bizarre. And, you know, and she would pretty much at that point ignore. She didn't answer anything. And so that's kind of how it was for a while. And so this continued on. And then eventually, as I got older in my 20s, I became a mother. And I had two young little boys. And I was on a vacation at the Marriott Hotel at Key West in Florida. And I woke up. I felt that they were coming, extraterrestrials or interdimensional. I felt that they were coming. So I raised up and looked, and these were not the same grays that come for me. These grays were 3 feet tall, and they were wearing robes and high collars. And when I sat up in the bed, one approached me to kind of nudge me down on my left side and told me telepathically, this is not about you, and basically had me lay down. And then that was a male, and he put me in a sleep paralysis. I was fully awake, but I could not speak and I could not move. So then they proceeded to take my two young sons, and I witnessed my sons having their first experience. And that scared the daylights out of me. And that upset me more than anything, because I had never, ever envisioned in my mind that happening. And at the time, I was devastated. And I asked the children, I eventually went to sleep. And then the next morning, when I woke up, I looked over and they were safely in their beds. And so we all went to eat breakfast at the restaurant at the hotel. And I asked them if they had any dreams or anything they'd like to talk about. And they did not have anything they wanted to talk about. They had no memory of it. So I left it alone. You know, there was no reason to bring it up. But when I got home, I was still upset. And so I sit down on my floor and I meditated and I, with full intention, asking them, please explain to me what in the world is happening, because this is not just about me anymore. This is my children. And I want to know what this is all means. So it didn't happen immediately, but the grays did come back. And the female took me, and they took me aboard a craft, and they took me before a group of elders. And these elders were the interdimensionals. And they were of different races, many different races. And they took me before them and I asked them, and then they explained to me that I had made a decision before my birth of being here as a human being. I had made a decision to come here and to be a part of this process, and that I was here and I would understand it as I got older. They could not tell me everything at that time, other than I had made an agreement to be here and I was here for a reason to assist humanity. And they showed me a vision, because I told them I had no recollection of any of this. And they showed me a vision, and I saw myself sitting and waiting. And I saw myself as a interdimensional and as a going into my soul or my essence, going into like a fetus. And so they showed me all this. So I left it alone. There was a lot of it that I just did not understand at that time. And they told me that they would be coming to see me throughout my life. And as I got older, I would understand it more. And that's basically what has happened as I've gotten older. And I've realized to have more, when I started having the fears and anxiety, what they would do is touch me on the forehead and put me in a trance-like state. I was fully functional, but it took away all my fears and anxieties. So that way I could continue on with what they were wanting me to learn, minus all the anxiety and struggling around, you know, like humans would normally do.
Right.
The fear involved. So I did learn, though, that if I wanted to retain a better memory, conscious memory of the whole event, because when they put you in that trance-like state, when you come back and you wake up, your memories are fragmented. You're just like all these little puzzle pieces, and you can't put them all together. So I realized that I had to face my fears and learn to understand more about what was happening to me and have a better understanding of the purpose of it all. And it didn't happen overnight. It took me a while to get used to it, because for me, it wasn't what they look like. It was the frequency exchange. Mm-hmm. We are in a 3D world and we're at a very low vibrational frequency. Their frequency is much higher and they're vibrated at a higher frequency. So when they were standing over me, running the device back and forth, they were changing my frequency from a human frequency to match their frequency. And that's how I was able to travel with them hand in hand and go up through the roof. And they would craft and get me through a ceiling or window or whatever. But once I got on craft, I really didn't see the grays anymore. Once I get on craft, that's when I'm around the interdimensionals and some tall grays, some positive reptilians, humanoid looking extraterrestrials. So, and for me, when I will have telepathic communication with these three grays that come to get me, I found out that they are a hybrid type gray that the interdimensionals and the tall grays made, because they don't really like the density here on Earth. So they created this type gray and tweaked in their DNA so that they could do the legwork for them. And they basically, they're the ones that come and get contactees and do the legwork, taking them back and forth to craft. And then bring, also, they're the ones that always bring me back home.
Oh, that's interesting. I know that other people have talked about that, about, you know, seeing different kinds of entities in their encounters where maybe the small grays were, like you're describing, you know, the ones that are meant to do the grunt work, so to speak.
Yeah, it's true. And I know that she is a reddish brown color. And I know now that there are many, many different races of grays, many different colors, many different heights.
Yes.
And a lot of them have different facial features that you'd have to really see before you would really even notice it.
Yes.
But that particular female gray that I'm bonded with, she's been with me since birth, and she's always who comes and gets me and takes me. So,
yeah. Does she have a name? Has she given you a name?
I consider her loving, and we're very close, and
yes,
she's mother-like to me.
Yes.
I have a bond, a loving bond, and when we are standing waiting to get transported, I run my fingers through hers and she does mine, and I touch and rub her skin, and you know, but when she's telepathic with me in her, like when she talks to me in my mind, I cannot sense whether she's male or female. And there is no inflection in the voice that I hear. But when I'm on craft and I'm around the tall grays and the other extraterrestrials, when they talk telepathic to me, I can sense male and female. I can distinguish like male, female, and I can sense inflection, like if they're trying to be commanding or if they're trying to be a little bit funny, you know, that kind. I can sense inflection, and it's very, very different. But I do know she is biological, but she's just very task oriented, and she doesn't have the emotions or, oh golly, she's just like very task oriented, and she comes across as being robotic, but she's not a robot. She is what she is. She's just I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, it's really
strange. So those are so many experiences you've had since childhood. And that's like a lot of people who have had encounters. I mean, my first encounter that I remember was when I was 7 years old, and then I've had multiple since then. So, and my experiences mimic yours in many ways, which is super interesting to me. And I'm wondering, how are you able to integrate this with family life, with work life as you got older? Did you talk with others about it? Was this something you kept to yourself?
I talked to my sister about it. My sister has had some experiences, not to the intensity that I have.
Yes.
But she definitely does. And that's one thing beautiful about these positive extraterrestrials and the interdimensionals. I think I have, well, I know my two sons have interactions, and my oldest son had full experiences like I do and gets downloads.
Wow.
My youngest son, he's not quite there yet, but they don't push you. It's everything. It's there and it's available, and you can take it as far as you want to go with it. They don't force this on you, but you do know, you're very aware that it's there.
Yeah.
So, and you're very aware of the love and things of this nature. And, you know, but I know that they would, for me, I mean, I'm 63 years old, and it did not happen for me overnight. And if you had asked me 20 years ago if I was happy with what was happening to me, my answers would probably be a lot different than they are today.
Right.
But One thing different for me is about 2 years ago, the interdimensionals gave me a Kundalini awakening.
Wow.
When that happened, was in the bed asleep, and they pulled me straight up, and I'm sitting upright in the bed, and my head tilts back, and I get these electrical, really, that's the closest word I can think to call it, but I really don't know what, it was like these surges of energy would come down through my crown, through the top of my head, all the way down to the base of my trunk of my body, and then go back up, and then I would fall backwards, and then
wow.
pull me up, and that again, and do it, and that happened like 3 times, and it scared me to death. I had no idea what that was. I didn't know what was happening to me. It scared me to death, and I didn't even tell anybody about it for a while.
Yeah.
What happened was, is they were opening up my subconscious to my human consciousness to give me that little extra nudge I needed, because I'm a type person that for me to talk and be able to do what I'm doing now, I needed for my consciousness to open up and answer my questions and for me to know where this information was coming from. You know, to put the pieces together. So they finally they opened me up. And so then it was just like this tons of information, and most of my questions that I did know, but they finally, I could piece them together, and everything makes sense now that I go back. And I understand that it was a beautiful thing that see my children being taken. They could have easily have done that, and me,
yeah.
I've never known. But they let me be a part of it because there was something to that, significant to that, that I didn't understand at the time, but now I do. That was their way of letting me know that there's more of us involved in this, and it, all this is for a reason, and all this is enlightenment. And this is all part of humanity's evolution. This is part of us reaching higher consciousness and becoming, understanding who we are and looking within. And because now I know, and I started looking within because I wanted to know the Nancy, the true Nancy, the Nancy was to come here and be here on Earth.
Right.
From what I understand, we all chose to be here. So we need to look within and remember the reasons for our being here. And then when we start realizing who we truly are, not what we've been programmed, the world around us has told us to be,
right,
truly are, then it is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. And we have an understanding of who we are, our place here on Earth, our place in the cosmic realm, and our place as far as the future for our future generations. So it's a beautiful thing. So I do know that all of us made a choice to be here, and that, in my opinion, we are the disclosure. Humanity is the disclosure. We will, when we finally reach our higher consciousness, which we are all working at now, we're headed towards the fourth dimension, heading into it. We will come to realize that we don't need the government to tell us anything. We're going to already know these things because our consciousness is going to be and our awareness of the world around us and our place in it is going to become so obvious to us. We are the disclosure, in my opinion.
See, I really like that approach. That's super interesting. And you've answered kind of Live Light's question here about, you know, is there a message for humanity? And I really like how you're saying that it, you know, that we are the message itself. We are the message. And
they have showed me basically everything on our planet. When we were created, everything that we ever needed to sustain our lives was placed here. Everything that we needed, medications, food, air, all these things we are all connected. Everything is connected and we are all one. So we have lost our connection, not by, say, personal choice, but because of the programming of our society. But our, basically what they showed me is our planet is alive. It's a living conscious being. Our air, our water, our plants, our trees, our, all of the animals are living conscious beings.
Yeah.
And our universe is a living conscious being. All planets are a living conscious being. Everything is alive. Everything is connected. As above, so below. You've heard that.
Right.
As above, yes. So below. Because what happens to one happens and it happens to all, and it's experienced by all. So when we start playing around with nuclear technology, not only could it wipe us out, but it disrupts the balance of nature. It would disrupt our planet. It would disrupt and ripple into the universe and would affect all creatures within the universe. And they are not going to let that happen. And we've never been intelligent enough to understand our connections and our place and the importance of us and our connection to the cosmic rim. But we are learning. I'm here to help people understand we are all connected and what we do affects everything. So once we realize who we are and we take our place and we realize that these old program ways that society has manipulated us in,
yeah,
a slave to a system.
Right.
You know, we're born and given social security numbers. We work 9 to 5, slave work. We are given pharmaceutical synthetic drugs that our bodies aren't even meant to metabolize, you know. So, and everything we ever needed is placed here on Earth. So our governments and the elites or whatever, cabal, black hat, dark hat, whatever, are holding on to all this technology because they want to keep humanity dumbed down because we are easier to control and manipulate, and they are making money, mega money off of us. And they don't want us to reach higher consciousness because we will realize that these old ways of living, all these things are breaking down. Our banking systems are breaking down. You know, some of our religious aspects are breaking down. Our technology is becoming so great that, you know, our banks and things cannot keep up with the with our technology, and things are breaking down. But we are reaching higher consciousness, and as we become more aware and realize that we need a new way of thinking, a new way of living, and realize that we've been manipulated and it's time to change. Our world is changing. Our planet is going through an ascension and is reaching higher consciousness, and we are too. And it won't happen overnight, but it's happening as we speak. And your fourth and the fifth dimensions are not physical places. These are higher levels of consciousness, and we are headed to that. That's where humanity is going. We are at a evolutionary pivotal moment in our stage of evolution to where we are waking up. And guess what? Our planet, all the plants and trees and all these things have been waiting on us. All the extraterrestrials, interdimensionals, all beings throughout the universe have been waiting for us to reach this beautiful, momentous moment and point and come to the realization of who we are, how unique we are, and our full potential. There's things in our DNA that are not even fully activated because of our food, our air, our water have toxins in them.
Right.
Drugs are synthetic. There's not
plastics and everything.
These things one at our news and media. It's all negative, negativity. All these things are done to keep us from progressive to a higher level of consciousness, and that's changing.
So Lana has asked here that she has heard that ETs will never allow a worldwide nuclear war. And have they given you any information about that?
Absolutely not, because what happens here affects not only us, but our planet that they love. All the animals, all the innocent bystanders. They had my son and I go meet some indigenous tribes in Mexico, because we forget, living here in America especially, about all the innocent bystanders on this planet. That, you know, if two governments start a nuclear war, think about all the innocent animals, all the innocent plants and trees that are all living conscious beings. Think about all the innocent bystanders. There are indigenous people that don't even know about the technology.
Right.
So they're never going to let that happen, you know, because it will ripple into the universe, because they are our family. What happens to us affects them.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed is that there are so many women of our age, you and I are around the same age, and so many of the women in my UFO group are, we're all around the same age, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, but yeah. You know, we're all 50s, 60s, 70s, and it's so interesting how we are kind of carrying this torch right now, and we're almost like birthing this new world into existence. I think that with our knowledge and our experiences, I think there's just a lot of feminine energy around this. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's pretty, from what I understand, there's others like me. And like I said,
right.
I know people don't remember, but all of us made a choice to be here. We all wanted to be here for this momentous time. And we're all here to help wake the rest of the world up and to help raise the vibrational frequency, to help people raise to a more positive, better human being by being more positive. I don't even have my TV on as far as like listening to news and things like that.
Yeah, I don't
care. You know, because it is, everything is done intentionally to keep us, humanity, separated.
Right.
Because all of these powers that be that have manipulated us know that once we all become together as one, there is no stopping us. There is absolutely no stopping us. So, you know, we are just beautiful beings, and we have so many things to be happy about and so many beautiful things to enjoy about our lives.
Yes.
We have to spread it to our families and our families to around other people, and it will be just like the common cold. It's such a beautiful feeling to have higher frequency and to vibrate at a higher frequency. It rubs off on other people, and they want to be like that, and it will expand just like the common cold. It just keeps going, and that's what's going to happen, and people will raise their frequencies. And what I would try to do when I first realized it is, we cannot help what we were taught and programmed and learned growing up.
Right.
But we can change our behaviors about it. So if I have a negative thought, I replace it with two positive thoughts.
Yeah.
And so instead of running around thinking, oh, it's a crappy day, I'm going to think, well, golly, it's a wonderful day. We're going to play in the rain, you know, turn it into something positive, and start teaching your grandchildren, start teaching your other family members. And I promise you, they will pick up on that frequency and want to start doing it. And they'll start. It feels good. It really does.
It does. It does feel good. I like Brad here has left us a nice comment. The sacred feminine has been suppressed too long. And I think that's so true. We grew up in the same era, you and I. And, you know, when we were young, we didn't have as many choices as young women have today. And we had to fight our way, you know, to get any little piece of real estate we wanted, whether in a career or even in our family life or in partnerships, you know, with men or other women, whatever we chose, you know, it was just always kind of clawing our way to the top. And I think women today and people of, you know, all genders and however they choose to express themselves, they have more options now. And I think that's part of all this enlightenment that's happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have that loving, nurturing, seems like women have less of an ego. You know, could be wrong, and I don't.
Sorry, guys out there.
Yeah, I know, but we have a lot of interesting, but I think you're right. Yeah. And I do know there's so many people, and I think we're all here for a reason.
Yes. And
we are all part of disclosure.
Yes, we are.
All of us. Humanity is the disclosure, and it's because we are waking up. And I can answer another question for you. The reason why the positive extraterrestrials and the interdimensionals are here now is because of us. Because when they took notice that we are starting to reach higher consciousness, they started coming into our galaxy in great numbers, in big motherships. And when that started happening, this lower rim of extraterrestrials of the negative nature. Now, I'm not saying that they are not demonic, but they are, I would say, self-serving. They did not care about any other race but themselves. They were here doing their agendas.
And hey, there are humans like that, right? So,
and they did trade outs with government for genetic research and of different things and what people call abductions. So in their eyes, they didn't think they were doing anything wrong, because it's like when our biologists, scientists go out and tag an animal in the forest or take a blood sample and tag it. That's what they felt like they were doing when they were doing this. But they didn't care how humanity accepted that either. So when they did that, they were pretty much excommunicated or considered rogue races. And they were not part of the collective consciousness of the interdimensionals and the positive extraterrestrials by them deciding to do this on their own. So, but when they saw that we are starting to wake up and they started coming in, they asked and told these lower rim extraterrestrial, stop. Stop your research. Stop what you're doing to humanity. Leave them alone. They are waking, and this is a different ball game now. So a lot of them did leave the planet, but some are still here, and they're fighting tooth and nail trying to hang in here because they have worked with the black cats, the really rich elites that keep us using fossil fuels, keep us using all these toxins and all these different things that they've done to keep us dumbed down. But all of them know that their days are about over. They know
that. Right.
They're still fighting, but a lot of them have stopped and left, but there's a few still here. And that's why we have that war going on, because that is a distraction. Anything to keep humanity in fear and keep humanity separated, because they want us to be scared of these positive and interdimensionals. They want us to be scared, and not trust them. But they are not here to take over, and they are not here to control. They are simply here to assist and watch over and help us to make the right decisions with our technology, because they are a billion years ahead of us, and they have seen many beings throughout universes, and there's more than one universe and galaxies. They've seen other ones destroy themselves, and they don't want that to happen to us. So they want to assist, not take over or anything like that. They want to assist and help us so that we can use our technology, and they have shown me visions to where we can use our technology. They explained to me, technology is a man-made tool. Mm-hmm. Keep it as a man-made tool.
Right.
We use our intelligence, our higher consciousness, and we stay in control. Do not turn it loose with just the wrong group of people. Do not just turn it loose and let it operate on its own. Use our intelligence, and we keep it as a man-made tool and use it to benefit all of humanity. And they showed me visions of how it will change our lives and how we can learn to live longer, have longer extended lives. We can have lives without poverty, lives without disease, all these beautiful, beautiful things. And we should already be living like this, really, but because of how it turned out and we were manipulated, things have technology has been set on, but those things are going to change now.
Yeah. So do you have any advice for someone who hasn't had an encounter, an experience that would like to have this kind of relationship with interdimensional beings or other extraterrestrials? So what can someone do who feels like they're on the outside?
I meditate with pure intention. And when I say that, I make sure for me, it would be just like if I'm having a prayer or it's like a meditation. And pure intention, meaning my focus is all on them. And I make sure that there's nothing to clog my mind with hearing other things. But I say, I want my subconscious to give me more information. I want to know my true self. I want as much information as you're willing to give me. I want face-to-face interaction with you. And these things happen. It may not happen just like that,
Right.
Because they're not just sitting up there waiting for us to say, hey, come on down. You know what I mean?
It's
how the universe operates and stuff. And I don't flash lights and say, yeah, I'm sure you're just waiting on me to, you know what I mean? They're not here to show off. They're not here to prove anything. They're not like that. So, but if you're, they're very aware, and they've told me they hear everything I say. They may not come immediately, but eventually they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have a group within our group that goes out to the foothills of the Sandia Mountains on the first Saturday of every month, and they do a deep meditation.
That's good.
They feel this connection with each other, in connection with all of our human family. And they also feel a connection with our cosmic family. And they often will have an experience.
Well, that's because you're creating a frequency that exuberates. They can see that. They can sense and feel that. They know when that's happening. So that's a good thing. I would love to do that. I have not done that. I just do it on my own. And then I do it with pure intention. And, so it's basically the same thing. But
that is the same thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They know. They know. Yeah. They know everything.
They know everything. Yeah. So here, Robert brings up an interesting point, and he says that humankind's weaponization of religion against knowledge has been the reason for us being 1800 years behind in our advancement and an existential threat to our existence. So what do you think about that? Do you think that, because I've heard some contactees talk about how religion was kind of a response to trying to understand having encounters, and so they replaced,
I'll tell you what I know.
What do you know about that?
I don't know everything, but I'll tell you what I do know and what they revealed to me. They all have extraterrestrials and interdimensionals all have soul, and they all believe in a creator source. Creator source is neither male or female, and it is the highest frequency, and it's over it is created everything, all universes, all galaxies, all these things. And so our versions of God and religions, those are all man-made things. So that is quite different from their creator source. We have to understand that what humans did and came up with served a purpose at that time. And not everything was right, not everything was wrong, but it served a purpose. And it doesn't matter whether if it was like the real deal or not, it served a purpose. And it got us to where we are today. That's what matters, is where we are today. It got us here, and now it's time for us to move on and understand we are not alone in the universe. And we've got a lot to learn. And there is a creator source. And there's beautiful things ahead of us. And we They have souls. We have souls. And we, just because our life ends here on earth, our souls go on. We are basically immortal. We move on and have other experiences. We are all here, energy beings, having a human experience. And we have so much to look forward to. And they want to show us how we can enjoy our lives here better without all the wars, without all the poverty, without all these horrible diseases and all these different things. The human experience was not supposed to be like that. This should be a beautiful experience. And they want to show us how to enjoy every aspect of aging, extend our lives, and have the most beautiful, loving, wonderful lives. And in the futures, we will have jobs that we choose to be a service to ourselves and to the rest of our society, but right. It's things that we love to do, not things that we have to do to put food on the table. It will not be like a slave system. We're kind of like enslaved to a broken down system, and all these things need to change. So
yeah,
beautiful things ahead of us. It's just beautiful, beautiful.
I agree with that completely. Yeah. I think that that's our future, that we have an amazing future ahead of us. I think disclosure's already happened in a way that, you know, that those of us who have had experiences, we know what we know. And people who maybe haven't had experiences or don't realize that they've had experiences that have been following this, they know what they know too. And we're all kind of pulling the rest of humanity along with us, I feel.
Yeah.
It's like there's our job right now.
So the way I understand it, we are, for myself, they have me vibrating at a higher frequency, and I'm sure you are, and I'm sure other people are. So our frequency, as we come together, it starts to raise the rest of humanity, and they will pick up on it. It may not happen as fast as for some people, but it will happen. It will happen.
Yeah. It will happen.
Yeah.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. So what else can you tell us about your experiences that maybe surprised you in some way? Did you get a message sometime that you thought, wow, that's so incredible, so different than what I might have been expecting?
Well, when they instigated for my son and to go to Mexico, we went up to these mountains to meet this indigenous tribe called the Zapotecs, and they're also called the people of the clouds. Wow. And when they got me up there on that mountain, I figured out real quick that the three that come for my son are not the three that come for me, and they will not take us at the same time, because I would be so worried about what he's feeling, what he's experiencing, that I would lose focus. And same for him. So they will not take us at the same time.
Yeah.
So we figured that out. But I also, the main thing is when they came for me, they took me outside and they took their hands and went like this and said, everything is alive. And we were in this very dense forest. And they showed me visions of the trees and the plants all talking, and a tree was laughing at me. And I was like, I asked the interdimensional, why are you laughing at me? And he said, he's laughing at you because humans run around chopping them down, yet you don't realize that they provide the air that you breathe to live. And
right.
And, you know, they're laughing because you don't understand or appreciate what they do for you. So that for me was, you know, there's so many things that we take for granted. And for me too, you know, just working and doing our thing, we forget about all these innocent bystander people, these people that are in the country where they are they're bombing each other, and they're being,
right.
You know, they're innocent bystanders, and they're being losing family members and things.
Yeah.
You know, it's we don't need to live like this. And we have to change. We have to. We're in a pattern not learning from our mistakes. And we have to wake up and realize it is time for some change. It's new ways of thinking and new ways of living. And it's time to start. You know, it's time.
Yes.
And so for me, it's just, you know, and I think a lot of us, we already know these things. We know these things in our heart. We know these things in our soul. But because of the programming in our day-to-day lives, working 9 to 5, you know, we just forget. So for me, it was a wake-up call and a remembering who I am in my place. And I think that's what's going to happen with everybody is just for us to go, wow, yes, you know, I see now, you know, what I've been overlooking. And you're not, it's not things that we would do on purpose. It's just the way that our style of living and our style of thinking,
right.
Got to learn to change and think about things, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so where do you see your journey next? Are you still having encounters?
Yes. Yes, all the time. And every single night I have my meditation with them and I ask for, you know, for more information and more experiences, more face to face. And so, yeah, my goal is to reach all of humanity, not just, you know, because this is not about me. This is not about the United States. This is a worldwide phenomenon. This is about all of humanity all over the world. My goal is to reach as many countries as I can. I would love to go before the United Nations or something of this nature, you know, and I want to reach all of every organization I can and put out good, positive information, help clear up some misinformation. A lot of people just really don't understand that there's more than one race of grays.
Right.
More than one race of every single race. There's so many different ones. And when they say some are negative, that doesn't mean they're demonic. It just means they are self-serving within their own kind and really don't care about helping other kind. So, but they're not warlike. So there's a lot of misinformation that's out because people have made a lot of money off these type things, making books, movies.
Very true. Very true.
And so, you know, as disclosure flows on out, a lot of these things are going to surface and a lot of truthful things are going to come prevail over some of these false things. So, you know, my goal is to put as much good information out there, positive information. And, you know, I don't know everything. I don't pretend to know everything, but I know that they are loving beings and they're here to help, not take over. And they're not here to do any harm whatsoever. And if they wanted to, that would have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, agreed. They have been with us since the beginning of humanity. It's in our pictographs going back thousands of years.
Yeah, they are billions.
Ancient paintings. Yeah. Yeah.
Their craft are living conscious beings. That's another thing. Their craft are living conscious beings. So when their pilot gets in to the craft, the consciousness connects with the craft of the pilot. And they simply think where they want to go and bam, they go.
Wow. So
where our technology is over here or, you know, in this computer or whatever, they have reached such a high consciousness. That is the technology.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing.
So Liv has a question. Nancy, what would you like for each of us to do going forward? How can we help the Earth and the Galactic Federation?
We need to be positive. We need to be positive human beings, be the best human beings we can be, and understand that these things, we have to be patient. We have to understand that these things will not happen overnight, but be patient and can be persistent with being positive. And we're going to have to be a forgiving nation. We're going to have to forgive our government for the wrong decisions and the things that might have happened over the past 80 years that this was suppressed. And we're going to have to look at it as that things were done and that is in the past. And we have to go from here and make the right decisions from here on out and forgive and understand that what, for whatever reasons decisions were made, there's nothing we can do about it now. And there's no reason to pass judgment, be a forgiving human beings. And let's just move on and make the world better, you know.
Yeah. Lana's pointing out what an exciting future Earth has. And when you talk about all this, I feel it. I can feel your energy that, yes, we are really moving into the light. We are moving into a greater understanding of each other and our planet and our place in the cosmos. And it's beautiful.
And don't blame people for what we believed in the past. It served us well. It got us where we are. And now this is it. This is our future. So I'm excited. I just think it's the most wonderful time to be alive and be a human being. And we're all a part of it. And that's why I say we are all the disclosure. There's no question. We are the disclosure.
I love that. And I'm going to think about that going forward. I am disclosure. You are disclosure. Absolutely. That is a really cool way of, you know, kind of conceptualizing this instead of waiting for some, you know, man at a podium pronouncing we are not alone, you know.
Well,
I know we're not alone.
and you have to understand, they are reaching out and using people like me. We are reaching and they want to reach humanity.
Yeah.
That is who we can count on.
Right.
People in government are only temporarily there. We are here, you know, and we're in great numbers. When we all come together, there will be no stopping us. So
that's right.
My goal is to continue what they want is to reach all of humanity as much as possible. And everybody should do their part and just try to be good people and encourage people. But we cannot force people into this. Everybody is on their own spiritual path and we have to let them, you know, do this as they want, you know,
right.
They don't push me and they don't expect all of us to just wake up overnight. It's just, we just have to be patient.
Yeah. Yeah. So Morphixius has an interesting question here. Are there any unexpected cosmic events coming? Because I've heard some rumors from other contactees that certain dates are being thrown around.
You have to understand, for me, when I see stuff like that, that's what sells books. That's what sells certain things. So I question a lot of things like that. I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm just saying I don't know. And I don't know everything. But no, they have not. I know that, you know, there could be a little mishap. But if that were to happen, and I don't know why it would, that they would be here quickly to sort it all out. And, you know, for example, the first ones that we meet face to face here on Earth, we have to be careful and make sure that it is the right ones, you know.
Right.
But I don't know. I know that they would not allow it to manifest into anything because we're being closely watched. They are watching us. They are. And I'm not talking about one race. There's many different races that are they're around us and they're in our skies. The problem is we live in a 3D world. And so we rely on our five senses, you know, but there is life going on all around us, but we can't see it because we're in a 3D world. But as we reach higher consciousness, our awareness will start to open up and we'll start seeing them more because they're not hiding from us. They are in our skies and they are in our galaxy. Our galaxy is teeming with life.
And
they may not live. A lot of them live on ships. And a lot of them may not live on the planet surface like we do, but every planet up there, I guarantee you, it's got life on it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you bring up here in the 3D world, we're kind of stuck behind our five senses, but then we also have a number of us who have had contact experiences or who have had training in things like remote viewing, who yes. are able to break through just the five senses and have a kind of a greater understanding and a greater ability to see what's out there. So I think the numbers of people on the planet, human beings on the planet, who are able to sense what's out there, that number's growing, and that's helping us reach a greater awareness.
As we all reach that, we'll start seeing it more and more.
Yes.
Yeah. But our scientists already know that plants are living conscious beings. They know that plants can communicate. They know that the frequency of water can change to different vibrations and frequencies. And
that's right.
The molecular structure totally changes. So our scientists know all these things. It's just not known mainstream. But as we, you know, reach our higher consciousness, we're going to all start to realize a lot more. And that's going to be beautiful.
It is going to be beautiful. I completely agree. So where can people find out more about what you're working on and get in touch with you, Nancy?
Sure. My website is timefordisclosure.com. And then my Facebook group is timefordisclosure/we have never been alone/we are the disclosure. So, and I belong to a lot of other extraterrestrial groups, so you can pretty much find me anywhere on Facebook. So, yeah. So, you know, and I try to do a lot of podcasts, and I'm available for anybody that will have me. I'll gladly be on their show and talk about these things. It is my life mission, and it's very special and important to me, and I absolutely love it. And I feel very thankful that I get this opportunity, because I finally know who I am, my purpose in life, and who the true Nancy is. So, and I'm happier than I've ever been in my whole life. And it's just a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Well, you can tell how happy you are, and just that cosmic radiance is shining mm-hmm. through. You can see it inside and out with you.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And thank you so much for coming and speaking with us today. I really appreciate hearing your stories and getting kind of that confirmation for myself that all the things that I've experienced, that someone else has had similar encounters. It's
there was a purpose. There was a purpose for it all.
That's right.
A beautiful purpose. That's what's so amazing. Yeah.
It is. Well, thank you very much. And you hold on for a second, and I'm gonna say goodbye to everybody. Thank you so much. And Nancy, I'll be with you in a second. And goodbye, everybody. Love you.